peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Something seems to have gone wrong. We just need to turn to the news to be overcome and persuaded of that. We all pray for peace, but we feel so powerless. Our prayer seems so futile. We keep on doing it without being quite sure why. Perhaps we feel that's all we can do. But reflecting on this issue of peace, perhaps we're not as powerless as we sometimes feel. For example, every time I come away from a gathering, whether it's of the extended family, of friends, of priests, particularly of those I do not know too well or do not see very often, if I reflect on what we were talking about, I so often feel ashamed. Time after time, we finished up criticizing or condemning some individual or group of people. It could be the bishop or people in the church who think differently, or the government, or just an opposing football team, or the umpire, or foreigners, or immigrants, anyone, provided that it is someone or some group that is different from us. Why do we do it? I think it's because distinctively we know that if our attention is not focused on someone or some ones who are not part of the group at the moment, it would be not long before we would be arguing with each other. We do it. And we do it without consciously thinking to preserve the peace. And it works. We seem to need others who are different to get a sense of our own identity and unity. We need the sense of otherness, of one who is somehow distinctive, the enemy, in order to feel comfortable together. Interestingly, the dynamic is the same whether we consider small groups or nations forming coalitions. We experience the peace the world gives. But it's a fragile peace, and it's hardly a satisfying peace. In its favor, it does not cost us much, and it doesn't require us, whether about the other, to change. But the peace that Jesus offers is different. He offers a peace that respects individuality, that is inclusive, rather than exclusive. That is not threatened by difference, does not need clear boundaries, and certainly does not need enemies. But there's a catch. We need to learn to love, which means in practice that at least we begin to accept the difference and learn to be at ease with it. That we respect the human dignity of everyone without exception. That we somehow acquire and practice the skills of listening, of resolving conflict, of compromising where necessary, and of learning to live without always getting our own way. I think effectively, it means that we learn to mature, to grow up. And as we learn to love, the price of genuinely satisfying and lasting peace, we discover that we're not powerless. Indeed, our maturity is indispensable if there is to be much chance of finding peace at the world level. The way of peace is Jesus' gift, and its realization begins with us. Peace be with you.